House Speaker John Boehner's job is safe for now. Boehner survived another confrontation with rebellious conservative Republicans yesterday, pushing through a bill that funds the Department of Homeland Security for the rest of the budget year. 167 Republicans, though, voted against that legislation and on the opposite side of Speaker Boehner. And there are more ideological fights on the horizon. Boehner is not the first GOP House Speaker to face a rebellion, though, although it has been a while. Joshua Spivak is a senior fellow at the Hugh Carey Institute for Government Reform at Wagner College. He writes the Recall Election blog, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's go back to the last Speaker of the House to be ousted from that role, and that would be Newt Gingrich. This is back in 1998 after he had to resign his speakership.
Having led the party to three consecutive victories in terms of having a majority in the House, the only time in 70 years we've done that, I could hardly stand by and allow the party to cannibalize itself in that situation. And I thought it was best for all of us. Marianne and I have lots of things to do. And I've already talked to a lot of people today about opportunities to do some more learning and maybe earn a little bit of money.
So take us back to that moment. It was an eternity ago in politics. What happened? What brought him down?
Well, Gingrich was already facing a lot of trouble. He was this revolutionary leader for the Republicans who brought them out of the wilderness after almost 40 years of being in the minority. And suddenly they didn't like how he was governing. And in 1997, a number of Republicans, including John Boehner, tried to oust him in a coup. But that failed. And the leader of the coup, Bill Paxon, actually had to resign. But Gingrich then had a very poor showing in the 98 elections. The Republicans did not increase their majority, as you would expect in the sixth year of a presidential term from the opposite party. Instead, they lost seats, and they were very disappointed in him, and they were going to toss him out, it seemed. And so he didn't run for re-election to the speakership, and suddenly he was out of Congress. He quit Congress very shortly after that.
But as you point out, he was just the latest in a string of Republican leaders in the House to be ousted from their position in the 20th century.
Yes, there were a number prior to him. The first was Joe Cannon. He didn't actually lose the speakership. He lost all the power of the speakership. That was way back in 1910, and it really reshaped the House.
Is he the person that the Cannon office building is named after?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And then in more recent years, the Republicans kept losing. They lost their House majority in 54, and then they quickly overthrew the former Speaker, House Minority Leader. The House Minority Leader is the equivalent to the Speaker on the other side.
Right.
So Joseph Martin was ousted by Charles Halleck, who was then himself ousted by Gerald Ford. So there was a history of doing this. And in fact, Gingrich, when he was leading his revolt in 94, he told the minority leader, Robert Michael, that he was going to take the seat from him.
Meanwhile, Democrats have a very different history when it comes to getting rid of people in their own leadership. They tend to stand behind their leaders.
Yeah, Democrats are very supportive of their leaders, it seems. Even though they're kind of always thought of as the more unruly party, it's not the case in the House. So Nancy Pelosi lost the majority in 2010. She kept the seat pretty easily. And in 2014, the Democrats did very poorly,
yeah,
but she kept it. Dick Gephardt was the majority leader in the House in 94, and the Democrats got wiped out. It was really their worst showing in decades, in 40 years. And yet, he was named minority leader.
Well, why do you think that is? Why do they hold on to these people after big losses?
I guess they like the continuity. They don't blame that person, it seems, for the loss. They take maybe a longer view that this official is not the one who takes the blame. Also, there's possibly a benefit in that the party may rip itself apart in the election of a new leader. That's always a danger, and that could be a danger here for the Republicans. If John Boehner was kicked out, who would replace him? Well, it would be a pretty big fight, potentially.
Joshua Spivak, senior fellow at the Hugh Carey Institute for Government Reform at Wagner College. We'll link you to his blog at our website, hereandnow.org. Joshua Spivak, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Jeremy.